Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, good morning, brother.
Yeah, okay. That's the first time that's happened.
No, I was doing it on purpose. Oh. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm being a bit of a pill today.
You are. We need a break, okay?
All right.
I'm just separation.
You want to get away from me for a while?
Yeah.
Sorry, honey.
Want to get away?
No.
Yeah, me either. All right.
It's Good Morning NoCo. Good morning. I'm Brian Gary, and
you are throwing me off today.
Yeah, I am. I'm throwing you under the bus, but it's safe because your bus ain't moving. All right. So it's probably the safest place to be.
The Rockies bus broke down. My girlfriend Jenna last night put it so elegantly that the spare to the spare is probably flat on the Rockies bus right now. It is not good. Chances are, if you live in Greeley or Northern Colorado and you've been to a networking event, you're going to know this next guest that we're about to talk to. Ryan Roth with the Greeley Mob Mixer. Ryan, how are you this morning?
Good morning, man. Thanks for having me in the studio.
Yeah, of course. You're going to have to bring some sanity here. You're already making fun of me about the Rockies bus, about not being able to think of the word blizzard earlier when we were talking about Dairy Queen. So, yeah, anything else that you'd like to, you know, am I looking a little
extra? Take your shots now.
Yeah, get them out.
Either one of us, if there's anything you need to throw, let them go, bro.
I think we're going to turn around the program, start now, and it's going to be a great rest of the morning show.
All right.
Could you apologize to the audience for the first hour for us?
That first hour was a little rough, but we're going to turn it around here. We're going to find some corporate sponsorship from the ice cream place over there.
There you go, yeah.
Center place, and see if we can't help out Tanner later on in the week.
That would be great if I could get one of those, you know, frozen treats that they have over there.
No, that'd be cool. I just know the chances of me and corporate reaching any kind of deal are pretty
probably
slim.
Probably not so great. Probably not great. But Ryan, Greeley Mob Mixer, this is something really cool. As we were talking about earlier, there's a lot of these networking events out there that are, you know, for, you know, to be quite frank, stuffy. There's a lot of these upper end that look down at the other people, these new businesses getting started. So you and a handful of other people came up with the idea for the Greeley Mob Mixer. How did this come about?
So it's been a great event. We're going on our second year already. It was birthed out of the pandemic where we just wanted to get together. There were some business professionals that we partnered with that needed to get together, needed to see some people after being stuck at home and not having those opportunities to network, to get out and see one another. So we decided, hey, this would be an eclectic event. This would be a fun event, a free event for the community where you could just come out. There was no real agenda, get together. And the idea originally was to mob a local business that would need some help. Yes, there it is, okay. The mobbing the local business.
I was wondering where the name came from, and I'm telling you, that's brilliant, because I love that. I'd seen that in other places across the country where it was happening, and I love the idea. I didn't know that's how you formed that, what you centered it around.
Yep, so the idea was just to come out on a random Wednesday night and have 20 or 30 people mob a local business that needed some exposure, may not necessarily have 30 people show up on a Wednesday to buy products from them, get some free merchandise, you know, those types of things, give the business some exposure they wouldn't normally have.
Well, and it's been really successful for not only the people attending the Greeley Mob Mixer, but those businesses as well. I know, you know, Brady Hull, our general manager here at the station, the host of the whole show, he's been really involved in this as well throughout. And, you know, we've had advertisers, Rule 105 Brewing, where I host trivia, the tavern at St. Michael's Square, mm-hmm. the outpour of, hey, this was awesome to have on a Wednesday night when we typically are a little slower. That's got to be cool for you to see as well.
It really is, and it's fun to partner with some of these local businesses. Our friends over at Bricks Brew and Tap, Tommy Dyer, will be at Rule 105 here coming up next month for our event, and it's just been great. It's been, the business owners have been nothing but welcoming. The community members that show up, the small business owners, really enjoy just a laid-back, non-stuffy event, give away a few eclectic prizes, and really have a good time and meet some other folks in the community.
I have had more fun, seriously, getting to know the downtown community. This has just been a great opportunity for me, attending the Mob Mixers. Now, I've been to a couple of them, and both times, they've been a blast, and I have made new friends, new connections, and it is just such a loose, comfortable atmosphere for me. I'm one who will go in and, this feels a little this or feels a little that. All I felt was welcoming, and I met more community people and great business people around here and making connections. Even though it's so casual, there's a lot of business cards that get handed about, and people getting to know each other and what's happening down here. I'm just thrilled that you put it together because it is open. You don't need to be a member of something. You don't need to have paid a due here or there. You just need to want to go and be a part of the Greeley community.
That's absolutely correct. Just show up. Get ready to have some fun, meet some new people, support a local business, and that's really the goal of the Greeley Mob Mixer is have some fun, non-commitment. You know, if you can't make it 1 month, come out the next month. If you can't forget to sign up, no worry, just show up.
Well, and that's so nice too, because you know, for me, like last year, there was a networking group that I was looking to join, and they're like, well, if you miss three, then you're kicked out or something. It's like, are you kidding me? I mean life gets a little crazy, as we all know. Mm-hmm. And so I love that aspect. Talk about the prizes, because there's been some fun ones.
The last one was funny. I'm getting ready to leave and he said, hang around, there's a drawing for
We had a battery-operated glow-in-the-dark toilet seat that we gave away.
That is right up your alley.
Oh, absolutely. The King's Throne, man. That was because you said that to me. Don't leave yet. We're doing this. And excuse me? I know I've had a couple, but I swear you just said toilet seat.
Glow-in-the-dark nonetheless. And that's one of the fun things is we have several serious prizes. We support the local business, buy some gift cards, buy some merch from the local business that we're at. But then we have some kind of cool stuff that we'll give away from month to month. So that's why you never want to leave early before we do our drawings.
No, I was left. I went there with a group of people, Tanner, and had a beer, turn around, I'm alone. You know, that was it.
Just gone. Everybody, where'd my ride or dies go?
Yeah.
But luckily, I had met new friends who kept me, and I had fun with them.
So the next Greeley Mob Mixer, we're talking to the Ryan Roth with the Greeley Mob Mixer. The next one coming up June 8th at Rule 105, starting at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Come a little early. You know, the Rule 105 is going to be open if you want to pregame it a little bit. People usually start showing up 4:30, so stop on by Rule 105, and then stick around because
we got trivia right afterwards. So we'll be out there again. Don't know what the topic is yet. I'll normally decide, you know, Wednesday morning.
Dairy Queen treats.
Dairy Queen frozen milk treats.
Yeah. What are those called again?
Also, possibly famous bus drivers.
Yeah.
I'm out. We don't need me.
Yeah, no,
it's Ryan Roth show.
Yeah, it is. He's just taking it over this morning.
I absolutely love it.
Where can people check it out? You guys have a Facebook page, right?
Have a Facebook page, Greeley Mob Mixer over on Facebook. That'd be the easiest way to find us. That'll give you all the updates for the summer. We have another fun one coming up downtown. We'll be at Patrick's the second Wednesday July, and then get ready. August, we're going to do something kind of different. We're going to do a poker run for some downtown local businesses. We'll be traveling to seven or eight local ones downtown, getting your poker cards, and then reconvening and handing out some prizes. So look forward to that in August.
Well, and you guys are growing so quickly, too. And when you look at I know it's kind of going backwards as we already looked ahead, and we'll go back to that. But that founding group, you guys all come from such different and diverse backgrounds. How has that been? Talk to us about some of the challenges of that and then some of the successes that you found because of that.
We love the group that we kind of created this with. So we have a nonprofit, Beryl DeRozzo of the Boys and Girls Club. We have our favorite insurance agent, Katie Gale, who really brings some dynamite to the group. Emilio, who does some small business lending. Of course, Brady Hall here at 1310 KFKA, and our friend Phil Van Druen over at Bike Shop Studios. So we all bring unique talents. We obviously all bring a different personality to the group and a different group of business associates that we're all able to invite and encourage to attend.
So what's the end goal for the Greeley Mob Mixer?
I think the end goal is just to continue to love on local small businesses. I know we're coming out of the pandemic, and a lot of these businesses are still looking for exposure, still looking for opportunities to grow their businesses. So I think the end game is just to keep this thing rolling. Like I said, we have events planned out through the end of 2022. We're looking at some big things next year in 2023, possibly partnering with some local nonprofits to raise some money for them. So just come out, have a great time. Always going to be the second Wednesday of every month, and get ready to meet some good people and have a good time.
Have you heard anything back from some of the businesses where you end up hosting one of these mob mixers at, that afterwards they've seen an increase in traffic or awareness, seen some new faces in their businesses?
We actually have. We've gotten great feedback. Rule 105 is thrilled to have us back here next month. They were thrilled just to have some people in the building. We were at the Shine Shop earlier this year, and another small local business getting started. He was thrilled to just have people showing up, get some exposure for the business, bought some bottles, some merchandise, and there have been some return customers due to this Greeley Malt Mixer.
That's fantastic. That's what you hope for out of the result of it. So, I mean, kudos to you. That's a big, big help for these businesses.
I really thought when I asked what the ultimate plan was, I thought world domination was coming out of his mouth. I had a feeling that's where he was going to go with that. So is that like plan B is world
That'll
domination?
That'll probably be late 2023, early 2024.
Good. There's the timetable. If you want to show up, you can show up there. But if you're looking to be involved even more, what's the best way just to contact one of the people on the committee, the board?
The Blizzard Group. Just find us over on Facebook. If you see any of us walking around town at any of these other events or out in the community, make sure you stop and say hello. But Greeley Malt Mixer on the Facebook page, and like and share. And we'd love to see everybody at the second Wednesday over at Rule 105.
All right, Ryan Roth, Greeley Malt Mixer. Thanks so much, my friend.
Look forward to the next one.
Yep. Good Morning NoCo rolls on next right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.